Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim LaFave. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Ferrara. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Napoleon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Napoleon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Davis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davis. Taylor moves to second. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Wills steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gilliam strikes out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowan. The throw from Torborg and he is safe. Cowan steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaFave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. LaFave reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrara is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferrara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFave moves to third. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Torborg bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFave scores. Ferrara moves to second. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Ferrara moves to third. Torborg moves to second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to home. Taylor drops the ball. Ferrara scores. Torborg moves to third. Koufax moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gilliam is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Ferraro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball towards left. Napoleon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Napoleon. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Wes Parker pinch runs for Lou Johnson. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parker. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Parker steals second. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFave hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferrara hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing right field. Wes Parker now playing first base. Al Ferrara now playing left field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. LaFave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torborg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Napoleon. Torborg reaches second base with a double. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0-for-2 in the game. Koufax bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torborg moves to third. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Will steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gilliam hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torborg scores. Wills scores. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFave hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrara is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferrara takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Torborg hits a fly ball into left field. Napoleon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Ferrara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Al Jackson. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0-for-3 in the game. Koufax hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Bobby Clouse now playing shortstop. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-4 in the game. Fairley strikes out. Two outs. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clouse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Napoleon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.